Hi everyone, I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A second child's body has been found in the water near Mobile, Alabama. It's believed to be another one of the four children thrown off an 80-foot bridge last week. The children's father is charged with their murders. A sheriff spokesman says Sunday's discovery was very close to where an infant's body was found Saturday. President Bush is urging Arab nations to confront what he calls the danger of Iran before it's too late. Mr. Bush lashed out at Iran during a visit today to the United Arab Emirates. The woman held for 6 years by the Colombian rebel group FARC has finally arrived in Bogota. Greeted by family and friends, Clara Rojas thanked those who helped her gain freedom and claims she is now reborn. She was also reunited with 3-year-old son who rebels took from her when he was 8 months old. In eastern Canada, a town in shock and a high school in mourning. 7 members of its basketball team are dead along with the coach's wife. They were killed Saturday night when their van smashed into a tractor trailer. Police say the road might have been icy. A winter storm had hit the area with snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Republican presidential candidates John McCain and Mitt Romney are going head-to-head on the economy just before the Michigan primary. Romney promised voters that reviving the auto industry will be one of his top priorities if he's elected. He also criticized McCain's support of an increase in fuel efficiency standards. McCain pointed out that Romney tried to raise the tax on SUVs as governor of Massachusetts. Meanwhile, Senator Barack Obama has won the endorsement of 2 fellow Democratic senators. Claire McCaskill of Missouri and Ben Nelson of Nebraska both announced their support this weekend. And it was a tight race at the box office this weekend, but Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman came out on top. The Bucket List made $19.5 million over the weekend, according to studio estimates. The comedy about terminal patients trying to live life to the fullest did better than many analysts expected. Also beating expectations, another comedy, First Sunday, starring Ice Cube and Tracy Morgan. It was a close second with $19 million. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.